And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 11th of November, 2010, Veterans Day, honoring Americans who have served in the armed forces. Originally called Armistice Day because it was on this day in 1918, the First World War came to an end. It's the birthday of Kurt Vonnegut, born in Indianapolis on this day in 1922, author of many books, including Slaughterhouse-Five, Cat's Cradle, Breakfast of Champions. Kurt Vonnegut, who said, "Do you realize that all great literature, Moby Dick, Huckleberry Finn, A Farewell to Arms, The Scarlet Letter, The Red Badge of Courage, The Iliad and the Odyssey, Crime and Punishment, The Bible, The Charge of the Light Brigade, are all about what a bummer it is to be a human being?" He was born to a well-off family which lost all its money in the Great Depression. He was the youngest child, desperate to get some attention at the supper table, so he worked hard to be funny. All his life, Kurt Vonnegut loved slapstick humor. He said, "One of the things he loves best is when somebody in a movie would tell everybody off and then make a grand exit into the coat closet. He had to come out again, of course, all tangled in coat hangers and scarves." Kurt Vonnegut once came up with a list of 8 rules for writing a story. Rule number 1, use the time of a total stranger in such a way that he or she will not feel the time was wasted. Another rule was start as close to the end as possible. Be a sadist. No matter how sweet and innocent your leading characters, make awful things happen to them in order that the reader may see what they are made of. Every successful creative person creates with an audience of one in mind. That's the secret of artistic unity. If you open a window and make love to the world, your story will get pneumonia. Make characters want something right away, even if it's only a glass of water. Characters paralyzed by the meaninglessness of modern life still have to drink water from time to time. When you exclude plot, when you exclude anyone's wanting anything, you exclude the reader, which is a mean-spirited thing to do. It's the writer's job to stage confrontations so the characters will say surprising and revealing things and educate and entertain us all. Here's a poem for today by Ken Haida entitled That Evening. That evening, after the service, after the casket was lowered into red dirt, dirt which he had plowed and planted, I sat with her in the house, a house that would never be the same, the house of grandkids and trophies from prize quilts and blue ribbon jams from county fairs. And she spoke some, and I spoke some. I was not yet 18, he was 65. So my thoughts, too few memories, the shotgun he bought for me at auction, catching a big bass on his cane pole, sitting on his lap at sunrise, hearing growls about harvest and calves, hay, tractors and fences. Now it would all change, we both knew that, as we sat holding our differing grief. It would all change, some for the better, but not all. Sundown and death, too obvious to construct. That first night was hard, but she was hard too, and she teaches me to live on for 30 more years and counting. That evening, still alive in me, a lesson in grief. Believe it, bear it, bury it. That Evening, a poem by Ken Haida, from his collection Spare Parts, published by Mongrel Empire Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, you can read the current issue of Poetry or listen to the monthly editor's podcast at poetryfoundation.org. And by the Wall Street Journal Weekend, with 4 sections of ideas, information, advice, and destinations designed to help get more out of the weekend. The Wall Street Journal Weekend is available at newsstands every Saturday. Produced by Kathy Roach and Nick Vedder. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.